Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Star Ruby by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly.
Chapter 1, The Contest.
I wish we didn't have to go back to Greenfield,
said 6-year-old Benny Alden. Violet turned from the front seat of the car.
Don't you miss our house?
She asked her little brother.
And our boxcar?
Put in Henry, sitting next to Benny. Jessie, who was 12, knew how Benny felt.
The boxcar is important, she said. It's where we lived before Grandfather found us. Benny just doesn't want this vacation to end.
We did have a great time camping in the mountains,
their grandfather, James Alden, agreed.
It seems a shame to leave the area so soon.
Benny became excited.
Does that mean we can stay longer?
Grandfather smiled at him in the rearview mirror.
We'll see.
The Alden children looked at one another. They knew "we'll see" often meant okay. As they drove along the Blue Ridge Parkway, Henry spotted a sign.
Ruby Hollow Gem Mine and Resort, he read aloud. Rockhounds welcome.
A gem mine?
10-year-old Violet exclaimed.
That sounds great. Can we go there?
It does sound interesting, said Grandfather. We'll check it out.
Oh, boy!
Benny bounced in his seat. Then he asked,
What's a rockhound? Is it a dog made of rocks?
Henry laughed.
A rockhound is someone who collects rocks and minerals.
At 14, Henry was used to answering Benny's questions. They turned off the main highway, following signs that led them from one twisting road to another. Jessie worried they would never find the gem mine or their way out again. At last, the thick woods parted to reveal a clearing, a large sign with a